Hi, I'm Mariah Carey. What are you doing this summer? You could be a host for the Fresh Air Fund. All it takes is a little space in your home and a little place in your heart. You'll be giving a child a chance to discover life beyond city limits, and you'll be getting the opportunity to make life richer for yourself and your guest. Please become a Fresh Air Fund host. Thank you.
Cause this must be heaven. I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Now let's take them high. Back when Slick Rick got the shit to pop, I'd do anything to say I got it. Damn, them new loafers hurt my pocket. Before anybody wanted K-West beats, me and my girls split the buffet at KFC. Dog, I was having nervous breakdowns. Like, man, these niggas that much better than me. Baby, I'm going on an airplane, and I don't know if I'll be back again. Sure enough, I sent the plane tickets, but when she came to kick it, things became different. Any girl I cheated on, she skeeted on. Couldn't keep it at home, thought I needed a knee alone.
I'm trying to right my wrongs, but it's funny them same wrongs help me write the song. Now I gotta testify, come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky. You gon' touch the sky, baby girl. Testify, come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky.
Yes, 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 guess who's on third? Lupe still like looping the third. Here like here till I'm bitter on the curb. Peach fuzz buzz, but bitter on the verge. Let's slow it down like river on the serve. Bottle shaped body like Mrs. Butterworth. But before you say another word, I'm back on the block like I'm laying on the street. I'm trying to stop lying like a mum rob, but I'm not lying when I'm laying on the beat. On God, a touche, Lupe, cool as the unthaw. But I still feel possessed as a gun charge to come as correct as a porn star. And a fresh pair of steps and my best phone call. So, I represent the first. Now let me end my verse right where the horns are. Like,
I gotta testify, come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky. You gon' touch the sky, baby girl. Testify, come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die,
yeah,
you gon' touch the sky.
We back at home, baby.
Sky high,
yeah.
I'm sky high.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Woo!
I don't know why I'm so excited. Maybe because I'm done with most finals. I still have work. Not really important, but until I finish it, I can't really feel as done as I should feel. But I'm pretty much done. I'm pretty much finished with all of undergrad, you know? You know, it's a little weird, but good, because I can remember most of everything back in the day. I can remember all the way back to the war, back in 2013. Yeah, I was going into my freshman hall for the first time. Bunch of new faces all around, no one I knew. But all possessing pretty horrible dance skills. So one night I decided, I'm going to teach these guys how to nay-nay and wop. Yeah. Yeah, that was a mistake. That was a huge, quick mistake I made. Well, not really. They're all cool people. Like, they tried. But you will try. And sometimes you fail. And yeah, it was pretty bad. The dancing, I mean. They tried. The effort was there. No doubt. Hello, everyone. The name's Temi. You can call me DJ Afrocarpus. Or what else do I go by? DJ Tems. Yeah. This is Untitled. That's the name of the show. The name of the show is Untitled. I think there's some biz up with my mic. I think it's fine, though. Hopefully it's fine. Anyways, how are you guys doing? Great? I can only assume great because there's no way to actually get feedback on that question on a radio show. It's just not how life works. I'm sorry. You're just going to have to live with that. But I'm doing good. You can hear how I'm doing. I'm doing all right. I've been chilling. Been watching Game of Thrones lately. I just started, so no spoilers. Please do not call in and give spoilers. I can preview your call before putting it on air, and I'll hang up on you so fast. You wouldn't even know that I've already hung up, but you just keep talking like a fool, all right? So just don't spoil it for me. Yeah, I mean, the show is great and all. I just don't remember any names of people. I don't know... Tyrion, Lannister, Stark, Greyjoy, Rod. Aries. Braun. Yeah, these are the... That's it. That's as far as my internalization of character names has gone. What was that? Seven names? Eight? Yeah, I'm pretty bad at remembering names. Which is a bad excuse for not caring about a person, I think. You know, I've had 4 years here and people... I'm not a good person. Like saying you forgot someone's name, you're like, and that you're bad with names, is just a way to cover up, a way of saying, yeah, I didn't care enough to remember your name. Sorry. Yeah, no. I say I'm bad at names, but I just don't care about you yet. But you'll care when they say your name and then, oh, have you guys ever been asked, hey, do you know my name? Have you ever been asked that question? It creates probably the second most stressful, like, situation, like, interaction ever. Right next to, like, taking a final. Being asked by someone what their name is, and you don't know what their name is. It's rough stuff. It's rough stuff. Never happened to me before, though. I care about everyone that I interact with. The first time ever, and I care about them, and I let them know by remembering their names. Even though I probably contradicted myself by saying that, because I already said earlier. Anyways, like I always like to do, the first song you just heard just now was Touch the Sky by your boys. You know who they are. You know the song. But it was Kanye, if you have lived under a staircase your entire life. But yeah, that was a good song and all, but I want to play another song, just to, like, get myself, like, settled in. Also, I kind of plan on staying here for, like, an hour and 30 minutes, just because probably, you know, I've said it's probably going to be my last show. Three shows now, but this one for sure, like, this is going to be it. Probably. Maybe. I'll probably do it during senior week, too, but most of you guys will be gone, so... Most of you guys that I know listen, all 12,000 of you, yeah, 12,000 listeners, highest on the show, I mean, record on the show, probably. Most people only get like two or three tops, maybe four, five, maybe six. Some people get 20 listeners tops. I get 12,000 minimum, maximum, 12,000 maximum, yeah. Two minimum, whatever. No problem. This song I'm going to play right now, it's kind of long. So maybe I won't play it. It's awesome. It's a great song. If you guys have never heard of Snarky Puppy, get to know them. They're awesome. This song is called Shofukran. I'll say it again just because it's so fun to say. The song is called Shofukran. Check it out. It's starting. This is how the song starts. All right, you guys gotta like warm you up. But oh my god, if you can stick with it for the next 6 minutes. 6 minutes, what? Yeah. This is probably one of the most amazing songs I've ever heard in my life. Check it out. Snarky Puppy, y'all. This is DJ Tems, Afrocarpus, on the dial. You're going to want to turn it up for this, but I don't care. Like, what? Wow. Yeah. So that was Shofukran by Snarky Puppy. That song is amazing, you guys. I know it may not be everyone's cup of green Lipton tea, but it's awesome. It's a great song. I have like a few things I want to talk about tonight. Just talking about some things. You guys, maybe you'll listen and maybe you'll be down to listen. Yeah. Awesome. My best friend is listening. That's nice. That's good to know. Thanks, Luke. I think I want to start by, you know, getting a little bit sentimental, you know, talking about memories. Memories of an old soul. I'm old, is what I'm saying. I'm 22, you guys. 22 years old. I remember when I was 7. Yeah. I remember when I was 7, I was living in a really small apartment. And it was when I was 7 years old that I was first chased by any kind of animal. I think I was first chased by a Siamese cat. I saw the cat from my door. I'd stepped outside. It was a lovely day. I just wanted to get some fresh air. I looked at the cat. It looked at me. I walked down. I was curious. Curious no longer when that cat ran at me. It just bolted at my direction. I ran back up those stairs. I tell you what. Ran inside. Slammed the door. And it was then when I began like fearing cats a little bit, you know. Because that was just my first interaction with any animal, actually. And then, I think maybe, I don't know how long afterwards. Maybe like 2 months afterwards, I got chased by a squirrel. I was just walking. I was walking down the path towards the pool with my brother and our friend. And I'm 7 years old, you guys. Don't forget that. I'm just a little boy. Little man boy. With barely, with nothing but his shoes and some pants. Not that those are relevant facts. But anyways, yeah, the squirrel falls out of a tree and almost nips me on my heels. You ever been chased by a squirrel? Anyone? Anyone? That's a rhetorical question because you can't answer me. It's a radio show. We've already established it's a one-way communication method. Vassal. Yeah. So that's one thing that I remember. But most, if not all, my interactions with cats have been like top notch ever since that. So like you hit rock bottom, you know, you get chased by a cat, right? And then, you know, it's only up from there with animals. Though I was also chased by a very tiny puppy, cornered me at the mailbox, the community mailbox once. I thought I was a dead boy, dead man boy. But the owner kind of casually walked up, and I'm crying, you guys. I'm like, this is it. It's barking at me. And the owner just casually walks up and just scoops it up, says sorry while trying to stifle. Whatever the word is, a laugh. I could see it. So I was also scared of dogs for a really long time. Then one day, junior year, I'm locked out of my house. Classic Tammy move. I'm locked out of my house. I'm just waiting for someone to come home, and I fall asleep on the driveway, right? And I'm there. I'm just chilling. It's a nice day in Houston, Texas. Sun's out. Clouds are up. Blue skies. Not a care in the world except all my homework and my super strict parents. But anyways, I'm just waiting. I fall asleep, right? And when I wake up, there is this hot dog dog. What are those dogs called? The Schoons? No, I don't know. Just a hot dog dog. You know what I'm talking about. You know, they have long, freakishly long bodies. Okay? And it's there. It's staring at me, right? This is the closest I've been to a dog without... This is the closest I've been to a dog ever up to that point. And, yeah, it stares at me. And I see this and I jump back because it's way too close to my face, man. Respect personal space, bruh. And it jumps back. And then just kind of waddles away. And that was like the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. And it just kind of broke my fear of dogs just like right there. Just right there. It's beautiful. It's beautiful, you guys. So, no longer scared of dogs. Though dogs kind of hate my skateboard. I've noticed that now. And whenever I see a dog, I just kind of just get off. Because I think they hate the sound that the wheels make. The sweet, sweet sound that us skater boys and skater girls, us skater bros, we love that sound. Dogs will maul you. Dogs will rip your teeth out with their paws, with utensils. Not even like in a normal dog way. Because they hate that. They hate that sound, is what I think. Yeah. Good times. Yeah. You guys want to hear some impressions? Ah, sure, why not? Okay, are you guys ready for this? This is my impression of a horse galloping along a long trail in just on a trail with some dirt on it. This is my impression of a horse galloping on some dirt. That was my impression of two sticks. A dog? A horse? What was it? Yeah, something galloping on some dirt. How'd you guys like that? That was pretty good, right? Yeah. This is my impression of Bernie Sanders just finding out he just won two free tickets to my show. All right. Again, I repeat, this is my impression of Bernie Sanders finding out he just won two tickets to Untitled with DJ Afrocarpus. whoa. Amazing. Wow. Yes. I'm excited. Yes. Those were horrible impressions. I'll give you that. But they were pretty good, huh? They were pretty good. Yeah. I think it's time for a little break because it's just that time. I think what I'm going to play for you guys now. I mean, I don't think. I already know I made a playlist for this. This song is called Minnows by Crumb. I guarantee you most of you have never heard this song before. It's short. It's nice. Check it out. You don't really have a choice if you're listening. I mean, you could turn it off, but why would you do that? Okay. Check it. The song goes hard.
I don't think you know love till you hate yourself. pay for make-believe to take us somewhere else. Confidential window, sleep with the minnows. Somewhere else. Confidential window, sleep with the minnows. Somewhere else. I don't think you know love till you hate yourself. We pay for make-believe to take us somewhere else. Confidence your window, sleep with the minnows. Somewhere else.
I was just testing my deep voice. I'm going to test that again later. Here are some nonsense words. Flump. Glarms. Schlums. Glooms. Gmails. Slarms. Flamals. Glooms these. Schwam, schwam. Glump, glump. Salad. Those were nonsense words brought to you by DJ Tems. Now, I have to, it's protocol for all DJs. me, a lowly peasant, a DJ. Now I can just call myself a DJ and be okay with it and the way it sounds in my ear. But anyways, us DJs, we have to do a PSA every half hour. So I got one. Already set up. You know how I always fumble at each show to find a PSA and how I'm always unorganized and stuff? Not today, you guys. Not today. Ladder safety PSA. Now this. Everyone, listen up. This is extremely important. All right? Turn up. Turn up. Oh, don't. This is a safety PSA. Don't turn up. Here we go. I'm going to try using the voice at a moderate level. there's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in the closet. This is terrifying. All right, here we go. Or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it will help. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Really? Really? That was just me interjecting in disbelief. Let me continue. Let me start from that last sentence, you guys. I don't think you heard me right. Remember, this is the ladder safety PSA. A ladder safety. It's not sharp or toxic or even flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. You better believe it. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. I'm going to repeat that sentence because it makes me smile. It's pretty funny. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask. This is the funniest. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders and into a trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Wow. Wow. Woo! You can bet I'll never climb a ladder in my time ever again. The trauma center? I'll pass. Thank you. Yeah. Wow. These PSAs are violent. Violent stuff, you know? Violent stuff. Let's see. Oh, kind of want to talk about my aspirations and let you guys know. Wait, before that, let's talk about a little incident that happened just a little bit. I'm going to give you like 3 minutes of airtime. So, I like how everyone's pretty much gone about their day normally and completely disregarded the fact that we had a bomb or a bomb threat. Was that yesterday or the day before? I can't even remember. But yeah, wow. Kind of scary stuff. I'm going to be honest. I opened Yik Yak. I saw that and I went straight back to sleep. You know, because I don't know. I don't really want to talk about death. But if there was a bomb under my bed and I knew it, I don't want to freak out. That's not how I want to go. I want to go sleeping. You know? Sleep is great. I value sleep probably more than all of you. Yeah, I do. That's why I'm doing this radio show at 3 a.m. in the morning. Because I value sleep. Sleep is important. You know, for your eyeballs and the bags under your eyes. Yeah. I totally don't have any bags. Because I care about my body. That's why I'm doing a 3 a.m. show. Did I say that already? Yeah. But yeah, there was like a bomb threat. There's debate on whether the guy was smart or stupid. Definitely stupid for just doing it in the first place. But like the way he did it, you know, he didn't call it in. He just kind of set a car on fire. That got the attention. And was there a note there? Was there somebody confirmed? Was there a note? Anyone? Was there Obama? Was there a note there? Or like, do you know you are the president? You are sort of kind of still, right? You're still the president, right? Yes. Yes. Hey, Obama, you doing all right? Yes, I'm doing all right. I'm trying to get my voice together. What was that? I'm trying to get my voice together. What was the question again? I don't remember what the question was, Obama. Why do I even have you on the show? Right, you're the president of the free nation. Yeah, I get it. You know? Tell me I would appreciate if you will not be so hard on me, you know? As president, I go through a lot of stuff already, every day. You know, Michelle's on me for many things. And let me be clear, it's not easy. It's not easy being president. Many people think it's easy, but it's not, okay?
Hey, hey, Mr. President, come on. Come on! Nobody's saying it's easy, eh? I was just asking about a bomb thing, right? I don't remember what the question was. I've already given this thing more time than it's needed. Hey, Obama, can you stay in that corner? Just stay in that corner facing the wall as you were, and I'll see if I need you again, all right?
Yeah, okay, Tommy. All right. Just let me know if you need me.
That was President Obama. He is a regular here on Untitled. It's a great guy, great guy, great guy. His evening dress, though, is kind of weird. He's wearing, like, baggy jeans and a backwards hat and a tank top. I think he's trying to replace me or something. Whatever. He'll never replace me. But I could replace him, I think. Wait, no, I can't. No, I wasn't born here. I was born in Nigeria. I guess that doesn't... Yeah, whatever. It's fine. So I kind of want to be a... I want to be a massage therapist when I grow up, slash stand-up comedian, slash radio talk show host, slash voice actor, slash dream maker, a maker of dreams, slash motivational speaker, slash actor, slash comedian. There are a lot of things I can do with my life, all right? And, you know, the problem is the fear of not knowing how to get yourself known, I guess. I talked to a friend today, Matthew Yasp, and yeah, I just said his full name. He lives on Adams Street. You can find him. Don't hurt him, though. He's important to me. But yeah, he was like... I'm trying an impression of him.
Hey, Timmy. Hey, man. You don't need to, like, stress out about, like, doing, you know, voice acting stuff and getting out there, you know? Just put stuff on Facebook and YouTube and you'll be good, dude. And I'm like...
Okay, word. So that's just like all I gotta do?
Yeah, dude, just friggin' just put stuff up there, and people will just watch it, and then you'll be out there.
And this guy likes to change his accent a lot, so that's what happened at that last part. Anyways, I always feel like I've talked too much when I talk for 10 minutes straight to no one. Well, to 12,000 people, but like no one in the studio, you know? You know? It's okay, though. So to deal with that weirdness, I always just play music, which is what I'm going to do right now. This next song is another Kanye classic. I've been listening to this song on repeat for a month or so. Just a month. It's called Lost in This World. You can't miss the intro, so I'm just going to like... I really don't want to fade into it like a professional, so I'm not going to do that. Check it out.
Up in the woods,
Kanye West.
I'm down on my mind.
This is DJ Afrocarpus, aka DJ Tammy, bringing you the good stuff live. Check it out.
To slow down the time, I'm up in the woods. I'm down on my mind. Still, to slow down the time, I'm up in the woods, I'm down on my land, I'm building a still, down the time, I'm lost in the world.
I'm jail. You're my lies, you're my truth. You're my war, you're my truth. You're my questions, you're my proof. You're my stress and your mama sues. Mama say, mama mock the sun. Lost in this plastic life. Let's break out of this fake ass party. Turn this into a classic night. If we die in each other's arms, still get laid in the afterlife. If we die in each other's arms, still get laid, yeah.
Going good? I mean, I'm just gonna assume you guys are doing like really well. I know a lot of you aren't. A lot of my friends are struggling hard right now. But you know, when I want to give advice and make people feel better, I think about when I've gone through the same stuff. And honestly, I just want to just get through it. You know, nothing anyone usually says helps me get better. But. Here's what I'm going to tell you, okay? You are more, you know, than your mistakes and the stuff. I'm not actually that motivational. I'm just going to give up right there. Just do everything and then you'll be done. That's just how, like, you got this. Okay? Yeah, I wasn't really trained to be motivational, but yeah, you guys can probably do this. All right, moving on, switching topics real quick. So, I've been thinking about it, talked to a lot of people about this, talked to my pastor and my friends and my priest, and I think I need to become the next steps in life after I do all that, before I do all the stuff that I actually want to do. I think I need to become a male stripper. Huh? What was that? Yeah. I've thought about it, and yeah, I think I'll just become a male stripper. Do you guys think if I became a male stripper, my parents' love for me is guaranteed to drop to a cold zero? Because that's kind of like the plan. Because if, here's my rationale. If I know my parents don't love me anymore, like, that's just a lot of pressure off my back. So, am I right? Because, like, all your life, you've had to fight, Nickerson. And who are you fighting for? You're fighting for the, well, for me and for a lot of African children. You're kind of fighting mostly for the approval of your parents because you don't get it often or at all ever. So if you don't care anymore, you know they don't love you anymore, because you became a male stripper. Isn't that what life is all about? Like, well, maybe not all, but it's, I just think about it. That's a lot of pressure that you don't have to deal with. So, my priest said it's a go. Like, I talked to him, prayed with him, and he was like, yo, dude, heck yeah. Hey, yeah. Yeah, dude. Dude, saw. And I was like, saw, dude. And he was like, saw, dude. And then, you know, then I left the church, temple place. So I got the okay from my priest. I'm still waiting on my pastor. I sent him an email and whatever he'll say. I don't really care what he says, but just want to let him know I'm going to become a male stripper. The more people you tell, the better, because it just blows people's minds. You know, you go to school and you get into all this academia. You know, you learn stuff. You get a degree in cognitive brain science. You know, do some research. Look. Anyways, you do some research. You do all this stuff. Like, you gain the respect of your professors and friends. And then you throw that all in the garbage and then become a male stripper, you know? Yeah. That's it. It blow people's minds. I think that's what life's all about. Blowing people's minds. Doing things that, like, whoa! But, it, like, the good things. Because I think being a male stripper is a great idea. Okay? And whoever contests me, well, let's see what you got. Okay? I can work it. I can work it. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. You guys want to hear some impressions? Too bad. I think... I'm like kind of depressed by capitalism. All right. Here's the next song that I want to play. Just a short one. It's called Surf by Sable. I hope you guys enjoy it. You've been listening to your boy, Temi Oyemi. Yeah. Don't worry, I'll be here for a while. Like, I'm seriously not going to leave the station until like 5 or like 4:30 probably. So, yeah, we chilling, dude. We chilling. We out here. We having a good time. You guys having a good time? Yeah! Yeah, that's what I like to hear. Word. Oh, man. I better not talk to myself too much. It's kind of viewed in this society as crazy if you have conversations with yourself. Weird. This is DJ Afrocarpus, aka DJ Tems, on Untitled Surf by Sable. Check it. guys doing? Oh, man. You guys ever make a mistake? Yeah, I'll tell you mine right now, all right? I went to Buffalo Wild Wings tonight. I got blazing, you guys. I got blazing hot. Six of them. Let's just say I just had to make an emergency run to the loo. Oh, man. Ay, Dios mío. Híjole de gran puta. Wait, let me tell you guys how painful stuff, you know? Painful. Never, just don't get blazing. Just don't do that to yourself, you know? You know, I thought because of my African roots, but also I'm pretty sure I thought because of my African roots I could handle it, but also I don't think I had much to do with my decision to get the hottest thing on the Buffalo Wild Wings menu, all right? I think I'm genetically disposed? Yeah, disposed. That's the word. I'm a graduating senior. I know words. I think I'm genetically disposed to crave hot stuff because my father and his father and his father's father all liked and loved hot stuff, all right? They always ate it. So, it's in my blood. I think I'm pretty convinced that I am one eighth Spanish. Got some Spanish blood in me. Pretty sure. Just saying. Anyways, yeah. This is my second last week at Tufts, maybe. How do I feel about that? I haven't really been feeling much, you guys. It's weird. It doesn't feel good, you know? You kind of want to feel, you know, after a while of everyone else around you feeling elation and sadness. And you just like, when's the next Game of Thrones episode that I'm going to watch? When is that going to happen? That's what's going on in your head. And you're just like, You want to feel what they're feeling, and they're like, "Hey, Tammy, are you done?" And you're like, "Yeah, I'm done." And they're like, "Why do you sound so like damn trolling about it?" Then I'm like, "Hey, don't judge me for the way I react." This is a dumb accent. I think I'm combining two. Yeah, I feel bad about it. I'm sorry. I apologize for what I just did. That wasn't cultural appropriation, right? Just taking the good parts of Scottish culture, their accent. It's kind of good. And, like, neglecting the other stuff. Cornrows! Good times, cornrows. Not good times. Bad. People are ignorant, all right? And they don't want to hear that they may or may not be racist. They don't want it implied either, you know? And that's fair. People throw that around too much, too casually here. Hey, that's racist. Like, they'll say jokingly, but when something's actually racist, and then you're like, that's racist. It doesn't really have the same ring to it, you know? You know what I mean? Yeah, I think you know what I mean. You guys have been listening to WMFO in Medford. I say that every hour. So, yeah, you guys have been listening to that. That's me. I'm here. Word of advice. If a gloom comes up to you and offers you